Now, yesterday I mentioned that the world is an unjust place. Because say, some students have photographic memories, others have really poor memories. So now, is this really injustice, first of all? And secondly, is it that that person who has poor memory may have some other talents and the person should develop those talents? Yes, that is true. So there is no injustice from the point of view of multiple lifetimes. Because it's all according to karma. And in general, nobody is completely without any ability or qualities. We just have to investigate to find what we are good at. So, one of the advantages of Varnashram, although it is often talked about as a system of discrimination, caste system, talk about the caste system, but one of the advantages of Varnashram is that it offered different definitions of success for different people. That means the definition of success for a Brahmana is different from the definition of success for a Kshatriya or a Vaishya. So for example, for a Kshatriya, it may be that if there is somebody the king, you know, how big yajna he performs, how big is the kingdom, how big is the palace, how much is the royal treasury, those may be definitions of success. If a person is a Brahmana, and a person is basically a teacher, a serious intellectual, now if the Brahmana starts thinking, oh, how big my house is, how much wealth I have, then the Brahmana will not be able to do Brahmanical duty, because intellectual work is not going to produce money. That doesn't mean the Brahmana has to starve, but there will be adequate employee. But the point is, a Brahmana's definition of success should be different. That is not so. That means how much learning that person has, how much realization that person has, how much capacity that a Brahmana has to share knowledge with others. So then what happens if Brahmanas are living in a community of Brahmanas, they all share a similar definition of success. Then they are not pressurized into trying to be successful according to some other definition of success. In today's society, often there is one definition of success. You know, you are defined by your salary. If you are a student, you are defined by your marks. So, you know, this unidimensional definition of success is very damaging for individual growth and for expression of individual talents. So, that's how often, in the past, people still had problems. In some ways, in the past, life was more uncomfortable than it is now. That is from some physical perspectives. But you know, nowadays, so many people suffer from inferiority complex, and then it leads to so many other problems. Now actually, I'm writing a book on the mind, so I did a study of inferiority complex. So actually the whole concept of inferiority complex came up. It was started of the 20th century, started coming, and then it became very basic. It came because, you know, society sort of homogenized everyone. There's one definition of success brought for everyone, and everybody is not equipped for one thing. So then people started feeling inferior, more and more and more. So, the point I'm making is, yes, we all should, over a period of time, learn to find out our talents. And as Rupa Goswami says, Sajatiya Ashasana, that associate with those devotees who have similar interests and talents. And then therein we develop in our bhakti. And same applies to our material life also. Find like-minded people, then we can grow in our talents. So, but unfortunately, because we live in a society where certain things are standardized. For example, if we have to get a job, we have to get some degree. And for degree, we have to pass some exams. And the exams may have some standardized assessment system. So we may have to perform in that. And to some extent, that is difficult if that is not a specific talent of a particular person. But once we are through that phase, over a period of time, we need to find out not just what our talents are, but also who are the people who value those talents and place ourselves in that circle. Even in bhakti, we can become very discouraged if we don't associate with those who share our definition of success. Suppose, say, if I am inspired to study Shastra deeply, but say all around me are devotees whose interest is, say, just Harinam Sankirtan, just chant Hare Krishna. Now that's wonderful. You know, the holy name is the conclusion of all philosophy. If you study too much philosophy, you become a jnani. You chant Hare Krishna more, you become a bhakta. Now, if that is the case, then Jiva Goswami will be a jnani, not a bhakta. But you know, these sort of conceptions can come in. And we can become discouraged. So if I have interest in studying Shastra, then I should find out other devotees who are interested in studying Shastra, associate with them. And therein I will grow. So you want to speak of in general life, but even in bhakti, you know, we have to associate with devotees who share our definition of success. And therein we will grow. Otherwise, we will always feel uncertain and inferior. Uncertain whether, you know, am I really moving forward in bhakti? Am I doing the right thing? And inferior because if we are not doing something which we feel inspired to do, if we are trying to do something else, then we will always be dragging our feet. We will not be able to do it well and we will not be happy, we will not grow in bhakti. So in general, we have to, over a period of time, find our interests and find the circle that shares our interests and move forward in bhakti. Sounds interesting?
Yeah, so if...